Thank you. For a message this morning, a text, you can turn with me to Psalm 139. Like I said, I appreciated what we've heard this morning. It seemed like God is working, and I appreciated the devotions and for a message this morning, I like to look at. My thoughts was kind of running with Justin's, but I like to think about, look at. Well, we're going to read this psalm, and I'd like each one of us to ask God again to search our hearts. I know how it goes. We kind of go through life and can get a little callous to life and the pressures of life and the influences of life and whatever it brings. But this morning, I like to have a heart-searching message, and I like each one to ask God to look into your heart this morning. And, well, let me read this psalm. Ask God to do that as we read this psalm. It's a very familiar Psalm 139. It's one of my favorite psalms. As we think of the Psalm David pouring his heart out before God, I'm going to read the whole chapter here of Psalm 139. Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thou shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the number than the sand. Then I awake, and I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that I hate thee? I am not grieved with those that rise up against thee. And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with the perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me into the way of everlasting. Now to us as Christians, this is a beautiful psalm, isn't it? And you could just say amen to it. As you can get the heartbeat of David as he pours out his heart before God and says, oh God, you know all about me. Well, I was thinking about we are in a new year. It's 2023. And as you look back on 22, how have you been doing living your spiritual life? I like to, one of the things that business people do, or they take inventory, or they check inventory at the end of a year. That is something that's done. They take what's in stock, product they may have in stock that is not sold, what is not left over, and what's left over, I should say, that's not sold, and take inventory of it. They write it down, or not sure what's all involved. If it's a store owner, he goes down through and he looks at all his items he has on the shelf. He writes it down, or he might go to his warehouse and take an inventory of what he has, probably for tax purposes and all that stuff. Well, this morning, I like to do the same with our own lives this morning. I like to take inventory of our lives. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to examine our lives this morning. We're going to take a look at our lives and see what's actually going on. As you look back, as you look at your life this morning, maybe this past year in 22, how have you been doing spiritually? The question was, I asked myself, can I say that in the last year I've been growing in my walk with the Lord, growing a little closer to Him? Or did I have some areas in my life I became a little weak on? Somehow the enemy is moved in a little. I hope not. Well, let's take a look at our lives. We have an enemy that's out there. He's out there to destroy our spiritual lives. We have a lot of pressure. Whatever it is today, there's a lot of pressure out there. Well, this morning, I'm not going to be able to do it. I can't look into your life, and you can't look into my life. You can't see my heart, and I can't see your heart, and I can't examine you and see how you are actually doing spiritually. Yes, I can look you on the outside and you all look really good this morning. But actually, what is going on in your life this morning? I don't know what's ticking there. I don't know. There might be evidence, but this morning that's not my job. I'm not here to cast judgment on anyone. But I'm going to pass that on to our Lord. And this morning, if you could get the heartbeat of the psalmist here. As he poured out his heart out before God and said, "Oh God, here's my life. You know all about it. You know when I sit down or when I'm getting up. You know when I'm on the job. You know it." That is the God we serve this morning. He knows what's in my heart this morning. He knows what's ticking there. He knows it. You can't hide anything from God. So this morning, we're going to ask God to examine us and take inventory of our lives this morning. He's been working at my life ever since I've been looking at this message this morning, and I know there's so many areas I need to grow in my own life. Search me, O God. That's the heartbeat of the theme of my message this morning. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And God, if there's any wicked way, please show me. Please show me. Lead me into the way of everlasting. In the way everlasting. Title for my message this morning is Checking Inventory in Our Lives. Well, this morning when we read this psalm, the first part of my message, I like to get a viewpoint of God this morning. I like to take your minds again to God. You can't help it when you read a passage like this, when you read this psalm, your mind's just going to go to God. And so you feel so small. We feel so small compared to God and His greatness. But this morning, my thoughts, I'm so thankful this morning that God can be my Heavenly Father. And He can be your Heavenly Father. He's the one that makes no mistakes. There's no failures. Makes no failures or mistakes, but is loving and kind and caring. He really cares about you and I this morning. He cares about you this morning. He really does. Our Heavenly Father loves us. He really does. And this morning we talked about, in our Sunday school, relationships. harmony relationships. And we, whether if it's in our marriages, whether if it's in our brotherhood, sometimes our relationships take work. And so many times we like good relationships, but so many times we don't see eye to eye. You know, something comes up and we can almost butt heads together. But this morning, we need to pattern our relationship with God and how God just pours out his love. Even though when we fail, even though we make mistakes, he wants a relationship with us. God wants a harmony relationship with us. And he really cares about that. He really does. Well, do you have a love for God? Is he your heavenly Father this morning? Do you have a love for God this morning? I'm sure we all say we do, and I'm thankful for that. Is he your heavenly Father? You know, that's what God wants for us. He loves us so much. You know, I think of Ephesians 2, even when we were actually dead in sin, he loved us. Then in return, he wants us to love him. He wants us to invite him into our hearts. He wants us to call him my Father, so we can have that personal relationship with him, the one that is so perfect, just and holy, and so different from our earthly fathers. And this morning we think about our earthly fathers and whether they're living today or not. They weren't perfect. And this morning they were imperfect because they were human. This morning you and I, a lot of us are fathers today, are called, had this role as a father. How am I doing? But this morning, so different from our Heavenly Father that loves us so much and cares for us so much. Well, a couple points I like to have here in this first part of my message here is, number one, he created me. We can see that here in this chapter, in this psalm, verse 13 to 15. He created me, he made me, he formed me this morning. This morning you're here because God created you. And that's a beautiful thought. Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. This morning, what a beautiful thought. To know that he created you and I this morning. He created me in my mother's womb, David is saying here. And this morning, if you're here and you're living, it's because God created you. He made you. You're not here by a mistake or by an accident or somehow you're here. No, God created you this morning. God has a purpose for your life this morning. What a blessing this morning. In the Amplified, verse 13, for you did he form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And I will praise you, Father, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. This morning, you believe that this morning? Do you believe that you're fearfully, wonderfully made? Yes, we have. We live in this fallen world. And the older we get, we have our aches and our pains. And we have our trials. And we have our disappointments. And we have our sorrows. And we have our times. But this morning, David is saying, get your focus off yourself and look to the Creator God, the Heavenly Father. And he has created you and made you this morning. Do you believe that this morning? Let's praise him for that. We're made wonderfully. Well, number two, when does God think about me? When does he think about Kevin Rice this morning? Is that when he has a spare time? He thinks, oh, I wonder how Kevin's doing today. Or put your name there. When are his thoughts about me this morning? When does he think about me? When I'm on my knees and praying, oh, yes, Kevin's praying now. I'll think about him. Well, what is Psalmist David say here, he thinks about me all the time. Isn't that a wonderful thing about our Heavenly Father? That he thinks about me all the time. He never forgets about me. We may forget God, but he never forgets us. This morning, brings a comfort to us this morning, that knowing that he's always thinking about me. His thoughts are him. He thinks you and I are wonderful. I had to think of Joseph there in Egypt. And you think of the life of Joseph, where he was sold by his brothers and taken to Egypt, and there worked for Potiphar, and there he landed in prison. A horrible life. And there was a time, I'm sure Joseph wondered, where is God in all this? God, are you still here? Did you forget about me? It seemed like everyone else did. No, God didn't forget about Joseph. And so many times we think of that. God, do you remember me? Do you know what I'm going through? Do you see what I'm facing? God understands. He sees that. He really does. How precious and weighty, in verse 17, talks about here. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. And David said, the thoughts about me, how precious they are, O God, how you think about me. And it says, how many are those thoughts? How great is the sum of them? How many are they? How vast of a sum of them? Well, verse 18, he says, if I could count them, they're more than the sands of the sea. This morning we know, we've been at the beach already, and see the vast volumes of sand. And David said, God's thoughts to me are more than all those sands. Those sands. It just, you can't count them. They're innumerable. That's how the thoughts are to me. And what a blessing this morning as we think about God, as he thinks about me this morning. And not only me, but everyone here and the vast population of this world. David said, they're more than I can count. They're more than the sands of the seashore. That's how many thoughts are to me. This morning, that is the God we serve. He's an awesome God. Never forgets about me. And yet he thinks about me all the time. This morning, that's the God we serve. And this morning, what God wants us to somehow capture that and return our thoughts to him in a relationship. That's what God wants. As he pours out his thoughts and his love toward us, we in return need to do the same. And his spirit needs to dwell within us. And God has a work and a plan for us to do. God thinks of us continually, and his protecting hand is over us. Well, I got to keep moving. Number 3, our Heavenly Father knows all about me, about how I am living my life this morning. Well, we talk about the thoughts of God always on us. He's always thinking about us, but he knows everything about us this morning. He knows the life I am living. Verse 1, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Lord knows you this morning. For number 1, we talked about he created you, and his thoughts are continually on you. And he knows you this morning. He knows your life. He knows all about your life. Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down. And that's just the beautiful thought of our Heavenly Father. He knows is when I sit down at the end of the day when I'm tired and sit on my easy chair. He knows when I rise up. He knows all about my sitting down and rising up. He understands my thoughts before I think them. He knows what I'm going to think. He knows what my thought's going to be next. And what my thought is going to be 3 o'clock this afternoon or 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I believe he knows our thoughts. Our minds cannot grasp God this morning. And his ability to understand and process us. He knows all about it. He sees me all the time. God's eyes are on me all the time. He sees me. He knows what I'm going to do next, or what I'm going to do tomorrow or next week. He knows my thoughts afar off. He knows my thought pattern. God even knows how many hairs are up here. Even though they're getting less all the time. God knows the hairs of your head. He knows everything about us. You know, he knows the kind of life you're living. He sees right in my heart. He knows if my heart is genuine or not. He knows that if I'm a faithful follower of him. He knows if I have a love for my Heavenly Father. And I really care. And my heart's just beating right along with his. He knows that. He knows if I'm trying to put on a good front when I'm here at church. Or it depends who am I around. Or he knows if I'm living a life of sin. He knows that. Or have some hidden sin that I don't want anyone else to know. I don't want my wife to know. I don't want my dad to know. I don't want my preacher to know. He knows all about that. You can fool your brother, your sister, your spouse, maybe for a while. But you're not going to fool God. He knows all about it. You cannot fool God. He knows about it. He sees and observes your lives. He knows how you're living. He knows the choices you're making. He knows what thoughts come. If they're bad thoughts, impure thoughts. He knows that. Bringing this to us as parents, he knows what kind of dad I am, how I treat my children, or what kind of a parent I am. God sees me. He knows when he sees me when I fly off the handle. I get mad when something don't go my way or get my way or something, my day's just not going good. Or he sees me when I'm all stressed out in the middle of the pressures of life. He sees how often I read my Bible. He sees what kind of prayer life I have. He sees how I support the church and standards. He sees how I treat my brother in the church. He sees if I have a genuine love for my brother. And shows the love of Christ to my brother. Sees that all. This morning, we're taking inventory this morning. We're trying to fool someone. You're making a mistake. You're making a fool out of yourself. Because our Heavenly Father knows my life this morning. He knows all about it. Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downright sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my paths, my lying down. You're acquainted with all my ways. Lord, this morning, brothers and sisters, the Lord knows all about us. This morning, our Heavenly Father accepts us even when we have failures and make mistakes. Such a blessing this morning that I can come to God and says, God, I am, Father God, I am so sorry. I did this or that. He's there to forgive us. Through every situation, he's there. He says, come to me, I'll erase it. I want you to get rid of this stuff, and I will remember it no more. That's the God we serve. He's always there to forgive us. He's with us through every situation. And verse 6 says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, David is saying. It's so high. He said, I cannot even attain it. He's with me through every situation, through every trial, protecting, loving, and guiding. That's the God we serve. He knows us and loves us completely. Moving on, number 4. We can never flee from the presence of God. We talk about how he created us. We talked about how he knows us, or when he His thoughts are on us all the time. We talked about how he knows all about us, and we can never flee his presence. And to us as Christians, oh, that's a word of comfort. To know that God is ever abiding with us. His hand is over us. He's a protector. But David is saying here, he said, where could I go from your spirit in verse 7? Whether shall I flee from your presence? Now verse 8, it says, if I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. Or if I make my bed in hell, or we could say the grave maybe here, I will flee from thy presence. Behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even then shall thy hand lead me, thy right hand shall hold me. This morning, what words of comfort to us as Christians to know that this Heavenly Father, he is with us through the trials and whatever we face, and that I can never flee from his presence. Whether if I ascend up to heaven or wherever I go, I'm here. I cannot hide from God. We know Jonah tried it. And so many times, I feel like Jonah some days. Just want to run away. God's like, No, I want to go. I want to take my own way. I don't want to go to Nineveh and preach to those old rebellious people that are living in sin anyway. No, God said, you go to Nineveh. No, he takes the opposite way. He runs to Tarshish to get away from God. He ran the opposite direction. Well, we know that story so well. Did it work? Well, no, it didn't work. We know that God's eyes were over Jonah. He's seen the choices he was making, one after the other. And Jonah knew, too, what was happening when they were on that ship and the sea was raging and the sea was in awe. He knew God was speaking to his heart. To that point, he said, throw me overboard. Throw me overboard. God prepared that fish. It was all. He wasn't fleeing from God. He couldn't get away from God. This morning, let's not fool ourselves thinking that we can just do your own thing. Somehow, maybe God won't notice. He does notice. Well, this morning, to the evil heart, to the unbeliever, to sense an ever presence of God strikes fear in their heart. When you're not right with God, and knowing that God, its eyes are over you, and he's thinking about you continually, oh, that strikes fear in your heart. Because it makes you feel so uncomfortable to knowing that God's presence is with you. And he's seeing everything you do, good or bad. It brings fear to know that God is in the presence and see what's going on. Today, we live in a world today where it's coming more and more anti-God. Let's get God out of the picture. We don't teach God in the schools anymore. Let's get this generation believing that there is no God. Take God out of the picture. Anti-God. Well, this morning, everyone's making a fool thinking that. Because God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere. And to us as Christians this morning, that brings us comfort and rest. To know that God is with us all the time. And we will never can be lost in his spirit. No matter what we do or where we go, we can never be far from God's comforting presence. You know, when I go to bed at night, I can lay my head on my pillow, rest the fact in peace that God is watching over me. And the moment I wake up, my mind goes toward God, knowing that he didn't fall asleep on me through the night, and God's nowhere in sight. But I can get up and get down on my knees, and I can talk to my Heavenly Father. And he's awake. He's waiting on me. His always presence brings Christian peace and rest. to know that God is ever so with me. He is watching over me as I go about my daily duties of milking my cows, or working on the farm, or turning wrenches, being a mechanic, or doing construction, or being a salesman, knowing that God's presence is with me, and He's watching what I'm doing. He's seeing the choices that I'm making. God notices He's with me. It's a blessing. He's with me every step of the way. He's there to give me the strength, whatever I'm facing. Every trial, each task that comes my way, every temptation. You know, this morning, temptations. The devil likes to throw us temptations. And they can make us stagger and stumble. But this morning, God is there to help us through those times. He's there with us. He's there with us. He doesn't send something that we can't handle. What a blessing. Even though we feel like sometimes we can hardly handle it, God is there to see us through each step of the way. He gives me strength to help me through in our daily battles. This morning, we're not on our own. Praise the Lord for that. We can't fight on our own. Brothers and sisters, if we are fighting our own, we aren't going to succeed and win. But when we reach out and rely on the help of our Heavenly Father, the battles will go forward, and we will win the battle. Praise the Lord for that. There was a couple of verses in Romans 8 I'd like to read. Verse 35, Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, persecutions, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are counted more conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, or powers, nor things present, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. What a comforting verses as well. There's nothing that can separate you and I from God and the love of Christ. It's inseparable. If we get separated, it's because we choose to separate ourselves from God. We choose to do it, but we cannot separate. All right, bringing me here to the second part of my message. This morning we were looking at the psalmist here, how God knows about us. He knows what kind of life I'm living. This morning, how is my life this morning before God? If God would come this morning and come to us and walk down and ask us personally, He would say, it's this and this in your life. He could see right into your heart. What would he say? What is the inventory of your life looking like? Is there any wicked way? Is your inventory good or bad? In verse 23, that we would ask God to search your hearts. And know my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, know my thoughts. If there's any wicked way in me, lead me to the way of everlasting. Like I said, God sees our heart. He knows what's in them. He sees if there's any wicked way in there. And if it is, He will bring it to our attention. He will. We can't hide anything from God. And that He would cleanse our hearts. And that we would ask God to show us. And that we'd be willing to say, God, I am done with some of my life here. With some of the old inventory of my life. I don't want to have any parts of it. Let's get rid of the old. Let's ask God to show us and cleanse our hearts. Because the old inventory that's unnecessary will weigh us down. I had to think of Urban and Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 is talking about running the race. And I think it's such a beautiful picture of of race runners this morning and what we are called to do. Wherefore, seeing we're all compassed with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that was just easily beset us. This Hebrew writer is saying here that we are to lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset us. We are to lay aside the sin. If there's any weight that's dragging us down, we need to throw those weights off. Let's get rid of the old weights, the sin that involves, that is doing us no good. It is actually dragging us down and slowing us down. And this morning, if we want to be a successful race runner, we need to get rid of the weights that are dragging us down. We can't be successful when we're dragging a little bit of ourselves along. We can't be successful when we're dragging a little bit of pride along. We can't be successful when we struggle to love our brother or whatever it is. When we have attitudes about someone, we can't be successful when we dibble around with a little bit of sin in our lives. It's weight. The writer is saying we need to throw them away. It's dragging us down. It's slowing us down. We can't be successful. And we will not win the race with any weight that we're hanging on to. But he says, let us run the race that is set before us. This morning, is that your heart's desire as a Christian? To be a successful runner. To run. To run. What makes running so easy here? What's he pointing out here? What is the key to successful running? Well, he says, let us run the race. Well, let's throw off the sin, throw off the weights. Let us run the race, let us race that is run with patience, the race that is before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has set down the right hand on the throne of God. This morning, that's your answer. This morning, that's your answer. Looking unto Jesus. Is that where you're looking on this morning as you're living your Christian life? We're talking about our Heavenly Father, our Lord, this morning, and what he is doing for us. This morning, we have to ask him to come in and clean us up. Get rid of the old inventory. You know, this morning, we're third weekend in this new year already. But this morning, 2023, clean sheet. Get rid of the old. Pull the clean sheet out. Get rid of the weights. Looking unto Jesus this morning, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy and what he has done for you and I, making a way for us, has he endured the cross, despising the shame. Now sit down the right hand of the Father. Well, this morning, that's my encouragement to each one of us. I'm so thankful this morning that we are not on our own, that we have our Lord Jesus to help us when we need. I'm so thankful this morning that we serve a great God who loves and cares so much about us. And you know, this morning he created us, he made us. And one of the things he did, he created us a living soul he placed in each one of us this morning. It's a living soul that is going to live on and on in eternity. It will never die, this soul of mine. And this morning, it brings a serious note to life. Yes, we grow older, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, but these bodies wear out, the soul don't. The moment I die, it goes on and lives on and for somewhere in eternity. It's going to live. Well, we know there's two destinations at the end of life. This morning, as we live our lives, let's choose the life of Christ. Let's live a life of carefulness. In this morning, Justin talked about when God holds the pen line, I think it's what you call it. It's God's standard this morning. If God would hold it up here, where would your life meet to it? We'd be right there. You know, it's not my standard, but it's God's standard this morning. It's his. Well, this morning, well, which kingdom do we want to be a part of? And which kingdom do we want to identify with as well? His kingdom. Well, today, like the Huber writer also says, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This morning, it's 2023, we're here. We have a day of opportunity today. And I don't know if it'll be a year of opportunity or not. I don't know how much time God will give us here. But today, at this moment, we have a choice we can make. Let's follow him. And if God has spoke to your heart this morning and you see some old inventory in your life, clean it up. Get rid of it. It's not, life's too serious to hang on anything that we want to hang on to that we think's a little dear to our heart. It's not worth it. We don't want to miss eternity of heaven. And we don't know when that'll be. But this morning, let's take these challenges and look at the rest of 2023. Clean sheet of paper. Let's live for him. Give it all we got. Let's pray.